harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Girl, if you ever get to guessing if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
A tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible. Scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour and large hail. Alongside heavy soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. How y'all doing? Hope you're having a good Wednesday out there. No, it is a bit of a... yeah, a bit of a one we're going to keep an eye on Mother Nature for. We're going to be keeping you up to date, forecast-wise. You be safe out there, and thanks a lot for listening. Why not, as long as there is no, you know, we can't go out and play, we can't get in the games, and there's nothing being going on, call up. Join the conversation. Get in the game. 715-424-2600, number to call. Join us. We'd love to hang out with you. James here. I might just be a solo show today. We're going to find out together. We will have some fun. I want to get into, obviously, the MLB All-Star Game. I want to talk a little bit about that. We have some rafter new information we're going to get into with the boys this summer. We'll be getting into that. I also want to talk a little bit about the NBA and the idea of expansion. That is something that they're looking into a little bit more. A couple of things. And I also want to get into a former Central Wisconsin celebrity. Famous athlete, and how they're doing, catching up with them and checking in on them and everything. We're going to do that a little bit later. I want to thank our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for sponsoring this hour, giving us a chance to hang out with you. Again, you can call up through the Civic Media app, text us through the Civic Media app if you'd like as well. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Let's go ahead. Most sports shows nowadays, whether on the Mouse Network or the Fox Network or even on your radio dial in some circumstances, they start so negative. It's so darn negative and so quick to go negative. And we will get to that. We're not above that. I'm not even saying there's not a place for that. But starting there just always seems so like a weird place to have to begin your show, no matter what you do. So that's not something we do around here. We cover sports a little bit differently, like we do just about everything around here, just a little bit different, a little more Midwest and Central Wisconsin-like. And one of the things that I wanted to start with was kind of in the middle of the All-Star Game, and that is the tribute to Hank Aaron. For those that didn't see the All-Star Game last night, and especially those that you're an old school baseball fan or you're just a ball fan that thinks the All-Star Game isn't what it used to be. I hear you, and I don't even disagree with you too much. But I will say, go back and if you have a chance and look up the Hank Aaron tribute, even if you are not a baseball fan, I think you can enjoy this. For those who didn't get to see it, the All-Star Game took place in Atlanta, of course, where Hank Aaron broke the all-time home run record. And they did a nice video tribute of this. They blacked out the whole stadium except for the field. The field had video footage of the play in question, the at-bat, I should say. And they didn't just go to right away the hit. They gave you most of the at-bat. And the commentators talking about the moment and what was on Hank Aaron's shoulders at that time. And then there is the wonderful, you know, hit, of course. And while all the video is going on and there's different quotes that are being put on the field as well, everything's done in video except for the actual hit, the home run itself. They have a firework, a rocket firework, some kind of combination, shoot off from the batter's box, from home plate, right where Aaron shot it, right where Aaron hit it. Perfectly timed, perfectly done. And I have goosebumps just thinking about it. Baseball's not my number one sport. I don't know if it ever was, but I know that I loved baseball as a kid. Fell out of love with it for a while there. And in the recent years, but especially this year, and as I've mentioned, maybe it's losing my papa, the biggest baseball fan I ever knew, and he is possessing me now and having me watch more baseball, love it more. Or maybe it's just the game itself. I was brought back. I was pulled into that moment. I think I had been back, but for me, I understood right then and there how back I am and how much I love baseball and how happy I am to be watching it. I thought it was a beautiful moment, really cool moment. One of those transcending sports moments where if you are able to bring yourself to that moment, you know, those of us that weren't alive to see it, of course, or experience it, you have a chance to really have some appreciation for how much sports is about so much more than sports. I think guys like Hank Aaron are the definition of that. Because as amazing as he was as a baseball player, and you can make the argument, like a guy that used to sit in this chair, Bob Look, shout out to Bob, used to say that Hank Aaron was the best baseball player he ever saw. All around, completely. Complete player, all that. My father, for many years, has gone back and forth between Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. There are people that will tell you that Hank Aaron is the greatest baseball player of all time, and I would never fight a person on that. As good as he is, as an athlete, that is just a smidgen of what that man was, because he was even better as a human being, and more of a human being. And it was cool to kind of pay tribute to that, to see that, and not to see just the baseball roll out a video clip and play some audio and move on. It was a moment. And they took the time. They gave the patience to it. Baseball used to be about that. It rewarded fans more times than not. Sometimes you had a boring game. That's just baseball. That's just sports. But for the most part, baseball, I feel like, always rewarded patience. And that's something that's hard to get for kids, no matter what, of any age. You can go ahead and pick on the younger generation all you want, but it's not as if my generation or Michael's generation was that much better at paying attention as a little kid. So baseball can be tough to get people to lock in, but I always felt like, and sports director here at the studios, Michael Comer joining us. Good to see you, bro.
Good to see
you. I've always felt that baseball rewarded patience. And I felt like while the game has sped up, the pitch clock, so many of these other things, last night did a lot of that. I'm starting positive, Michael. I'm starting on a positive. That's where I'm getting to the negative stuff in a little bit. But I wanted to start with the Hank Aaron tribute. I don't know if you got to see it.
No, I went and saw Jurassic World last night. Oh, so I caught like the last inning and then the quote-unquote ending of the game.
In the commercial breaks, Michael and I will be having a completely different show where I'm picking his brain about that. That's my wheelhouse, is movies and acting and all that. It was beautiful. You have to go look it up. I think there will be maybe, in the time you and I know each other, four or five things I ever recommend to you that you have to watch. This will be one of them, bro. It was amazing, man. It was really good.
So, I'll have to do that when the girlfriend's talking at dinner tonight.
It was a really cool tribute, and it wasn't like anything I've ever seen. I thought that was really cool about the night last night. The players were back to wearing their uniforms,
yep.
And that was amazing for the fans, I think, especially for younger fans that haven't gotten to see that as they go for the cash grab, low-hanging fruit of these all-star jerseys every year that nobody likes.
I don't know. The home run derby ones are pretty cool.
Oh, those are cool. I mean, but they're in the all-star game when they got away from these guys wearing their regular jerseys.
Yep.
I feel like that we all saw that as a cash grab and nobody really bought it. I like seeing these guys in their own jerseys, but as much as I like it for the fans, these players players all grew up with that, and they were so excited to be doing that. That to see the multiple different uniforms on a double play, throwing the ball to each other and stuff.
Yep.
It was really cool. It brought back so many different things about the All-Star game that I enjoyed. The All-Star game was tied, crazily enough, going into the at the end of the ninth, goes into extra innings. They do things a little bit differently in the All-Star game now. This is the first time this has happened,
yep.
Where each manager grabs three batters, you get three pitches or whatever, and you got to knock it out of the park. Whoever's got the most home runs wins the All-Star game.
Yep.
The Yankees manager, and I get so mad at myself for not remembering his name, but at the same time I don't remember half of the manager's names in baseball anymore.
Oh, I don't at all.
I'm so mad at myself. And when I was a kid, I knew every name, man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that I don't know it anymore, but I'll be honest, I'm not going to lie and look at the computer. I'm just going to be honest with everybody and say I don't know. He made three very interesting choices that considering the dugout he had, I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of what his decisions were either.
The camera flash is to Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, and he looked like more shocked than I was. Like, really? That's what you're okay, if that's what you're going with. I guess I'll go with Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso, two polar bears, and just have, you know, literally, they are bears. They're not human beings.
They are massive.
They are amazing, and they are a throwback, and I love each one of them. More than anybody.
The best part of that whole thing was he took them, it was all three NL East members that were not the Braves.
Yes, yeah.
That was kind of a quote unquote middle finger. I think so.
And that's just good fun. I thought that the choices were fantastic by Dave Roberts.
Yes,
and I didn't think that it was gonna go past Kyle Schwarber, just because I've watched almost every game and all. I've watched so much Kyle Schwarber baseball. I can't tell you how much
he's gonna crush it.
I love that Glavin was up there and what Glavin was saying, and he knows Kyle Schwarber too, because he's like, if he gets the first one out, it's over. And sure enough, he knocks the first one out, and
that one was dead center too, if I remember right.
It was awesome. That second one was incredible, but it's that third one, man, when he's down, he gets to the knee almost on it. It was just wicked awesome. What I love about baseball, part of what brought me in was the stolen base. Stealing home, I think, is one of the most exciting plays in all of sports. I like great defense. That'll always bring me back to baseball. Even when I wasn't watching that much, a SportsCenter top five play by an outfielder, I'm all in. I cannot get enough of it. Mm-hmm. But there is something about seeing a guy like Kyle Schwarber go up there and just destroy a baseball. You can see the police tape around the baseball as it's going out of the field. He's killed that ball. It's dead. There's something about
feathers coming off of it.
Oh my God, I just love it, man. I cannot get enough of it. The game was over, and like later on at night when I got my work done and everything, I'm like, I gotta watch it again. I watched all three of them in a clip of it again. It was really cool. I liked it. I want to know what people think of it. There's been a very mixed reaction, but I think overall the majority of people enjoyed it because it's an exhibition game. You know, let's. I know the traditions of baseball. I know that there's a lot of people that want to hold on to the sanctity of sport in some of these things, and I'm not going to fight you on that. That's your opinion, and more power to you. But it's an exhibition game at the end of the day. It doesn't mean anything.
Back in the day, it did.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. But I'm talking about
The day, I mean like 8 years.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah. But, just like everything I just said about the extra innings and everything, times change, the players change, and the way that these guys play, they want to beat each other. It's also, they got a whole second half to play. And I'd rather win a World Series than an All-Star game. And that is smart baseball. Good baseball.
And some of those players that are on that roster, winning an All-Star game is the closest they're ever going to get to winning anything.
Right. Absolutely. A la Mike Trout, who's one of the greatest athletes, baseball players of all time.
A long list of Milwaukee Brewers on that, man. I mean...
I really enjoyed. I liked seeing the Miz up there. That was a fun interaction and everything. But I was really happy to see that Pete Crow Armstrong getting some attention, just because not because. I know he's a Cub, and most of the audience, 99% of the people listening to this, hate that. For me, as a Southsider, as a White Sox, as somebody who grew up in a Cub family, having to fight against the Cubs every day of my life, I don't want to hear any complaints from anybody about dealing with Cub fans when it's your own family talking to me. I will say I love athletes like this when they're that young and they put him on the microphone, and he was amazing. He did a great job, and I was really impressed by that.
When he retires, he's going to put us out of work.
Yeah, same thing. Kershaw. If nobody assigned Clayton Kershaw yet, we should try to get on that, man, and try to get him on our team.
Well, it's like when they did Adam Wainwright.
Oh, Wainwright's amazing. Wainwright's so good, he makes me forget he was a Cardinal. No. I really enjoy hearing him talk.
Something about greatness in that jersey, right?
He was. You're right. When he was a player, there were some times where they interviewed him, and I thought the same thing. He's going to be good. And he's just gotten more and more comfortable at the job. It's fun to listen to him. And especially because not only I love a good self-deprecating guy, I like that. That's my speed. But I love a guy who is willing to share, not secrets of the trade, but tricks of the trade, and kind of letting you know things. But I'm leading into the negative, where they put these headpieces in these guys' ears to play during the game. And I get it. You're trying to bring young people in. It's the new technology. We think it's really cool. I feel like we have drastically forgotten what we're doing out there. And what we're asking these athletes to do. And even in an exhibition game.
You got to focus.
You got to be able. What are we doing, man?
A line driver right to the side of the head in an exhibition game? Come on.
For one thing, I'll say this. And nobody's crying for Clayton Kershaw. I get
no.
that. And nobody should. But I will. Because that guy's last inning ever in an All-Star game, he had to spend talking to two knuckleheads. And I love John Smoltz. But talking to two people on the mic while he's trying to pitch. And was it fun and exciting for a lot of people? I'm sure. But all I could think is he spent, since he was an eight, 9-year-old kid on the mound by yourself, alone with your thoughts, pitching.
Yep.
Your last inning ever in there, you're a gimmick.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I thought it was tacky. And they did it to Armstrong, like I mentioned. They did it to a couple of players. I didn't feel like anybody felt comfortable or very good at it, and that's understandable because they shouldn't be doing this. Obviously, they're trying to focus and play a dang game.
I mean, an outfielder maybe, but
Crow Armstrong got almost him and Tucker almost collided because he's got an earpiece in, and Tucker didn't even know he had it in. He didn't even know what was going on. So he's trying to give Armstrong the signal, and Armstrong can't hear him. It's dangerous. It's stupid. Yep. It's not even entertaining. And here's my biggest complaint about this. Michael, what do they have in the dugout? They got nothing but a bunch of players just sitting there watching the game.
Talking smart.
Put the earpiece in their ear. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing. This is rocket science, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, the player safety thing. That's what it gets to me on it. And don't do it. Stop.
It's just low-hanging fruit and wanting to get, like, attention and ratings. And I don't think the announcers do a good job with it, no matter who they are. I don't think that Bob Uecker could have done that. I don't think Bob Uecker could have made that work. Nobody could. It's bad entertainment, and it's dangerous. And I don't throw that word around. I don't just mention everything's dangerous. I only use that word.
No, I mean, everything is dangerous. But
you're absolutely right, yes. But in this circumstance, I don't use that lightly.
Like I said, you're trying to come up with an answer. When you're Clayton Kershaw throwing his lefty slider or curve, whatever he's throwing, and he throws it and he's already trying to think of an answer to a question as he's falling off the mound, and it's comebacker and he's too busy thinking what to answer John Schmoltz to get his glove up.
Yeah.
And that's the end of his game, career, maybe life. Oh, because it's just to get the viewership.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great idea. Yeah.
It was really. I really, really didn't like it. I didn't. Any tiny bit of enjoyment that I could have gotten out of it was just ruined by any thought that this is not a kid's game. I understand that we like to look at it that way. And I even call it that sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
In passing and everything. And it's an insult when I do it and I need to stop.
Yeah.
Because it's not what we know of baseball on the diamond plate a couple of blocks away from here or something like that at a local grade school or something like that is not what they are doing.
No, it's,
two very different things. And the approach to that is not only dangerous, but it's tacky. It doesn't work. I didn't think it was very good. I thought that Kershaw, though, did handle it very well, considering I thought everybody did a good job with it. One of NL wins, first time in a while. They didn't win too many of these recently. And
second time in what, 12 years?
Yeah, yeah. That was an interesting part of this too, I thought, with the AL. Really fighting to stay in it, and it almost seemed like they had the momentum. It almost seemed like for sure that the AL was going to win. Had it gone to traditional extra innings or
something
like that.
That's what I'm saying there.
I feel like the AL probably would have won that. I feel like it's kind of this, that's the way, at least traditionally, it's where baseball usually goes.
You know, I don't generally believe in conspiracy theories. Some of them, you know, what's like what they say? What's the difference between conspiracy theory and fact? Oh, about 6 months nowadays, you know. So I don't necessarily believe that it was rigged to set up the first time ever, the walk-off home run situation there, the three-on-three last home run battle there at the end of the game. But part of me I'm watching it last night, and the NL's up 6-0. Mm-hmm. And then they creep back. And part of that's a credit to the AL. They don't quit. They're professionals. They want to win, too, even though there's nothing riding on it. But with it being the first year of that, that's where I kind of, you know, I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm like, you know, this is just too perfect. Mm-hmm. That people, you know, explain it. You can explain what's going to happen one way, but until you actually see it. And that's why I was kind of wondering, you know, I'm not going to say they threw it to tie it and then the NL wins. I'm not saying that, but man, it kind of looked like it. It kind of looked like it.
So I've many times on this air and many different shows mentioned I am the anti-conspiracy theorist.
Right. Yep.
I'm a fact person, and while facts can change for some here and there and everything, I have a very fluid brain, and I can chew gum and walk at the same time. I don't know how else to put this. I'm not trying to insult anybody, honestly, I understand that sometimes the good can be bad, bad can be good, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. And I also, I don't believe things 100% on a lot of the case. Right. I'm not all in on certain things. So what might be a conspiracy theory to some people out there just is life to me.
Yeah, it's perspective.
Life is stranger than fiction. So yeah, no kidding. With that mindset, it's hard to shock me or to throw me a curveball when it comes to a lot of those things. And I'm not saying that like I'm smart. That's just the way my brain works. That with all you're saying there, though, you're not alone. There's a lot of other people that looked at it that way. There's a lot of people that felt that, I think. Baseball's done this to itself.
Yes, yes.
I love the NBA. I look for opportunities to watch, to talk about the NBA. I'm going to do it a little bit. The NBA did. They've tried so hard to show that we're not rigged in our draft. Our games aren't rigged.
Right.
And they tried and they tried and they try. And for all of us that want to believe them, there are story after story that come up.
The NFL, too.
It breaks your sports heart because you want to believe in these things so much, but then you see you have a logical brain. You can't. Yeah. I mean, come on, these are human beings, and human beings are going to human being. So I don't know that you're. I don't think you're definitely not alone on that, and I don't think that you. You're being far-fetched. I don't think you're talking sci-fi over there. And
no, I don't want to think that, but it's just you see too much. You just see that just too many times, and I've said it before, and whether we agreed on it or not, you know, pushing a narrative or whatever. And I'm not saying that there's really a narrative to be pushed on this one at all, because I don't think there really can be one. But what I'm really saying here is the NFL did away with their all-star game, their Pro Bowl, for its skills. Well, the MLB already has one based on the skills. That is your home run derby. Mm-hmm. Then people say, well, that's a skill. Yes, that is a skill.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But as big of a man as I am, I know I am not strong enough to hit that ball out over 400 feet. I know I cannot do it. But I'm waiting for them. How do you get the pitching skill or the defensive skill showcase in MLB to show that
yeah.
and not play a game? Because that's that's another quote-unquote conspiracy theory, that I'm waiting for them to do away with the game because there's nothing that rides on it anymore, like home field advantage in the World
they
Series.
Just turn it into a skills competition.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't want guys to... I mean, you could get hurt walking out to the car, for crying out loud. They did away with the game in the NFL because they don't want people to get hurt. I mean, I remember when I was a kid in the 90s, they played it like it was a legit game.
Yeah.
And that's the way... That's why I loved the Pro Bowl back then, and then it just got watered down.
Yeah.
And I'm and you're not necessarily seeing that now in the MLB, but I'm waiting for it. And just like you see it, you do see it in the NBA. It's just a junk. It's just a jam competition anymore. Mm-hmm. And then in the NHL, it's a goal. It's a kind of a goal thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so. I mean, the actual game is leaving the All-Star. And it's just kind of being a skills thing.
I think a couple of quick points. When it comes to any kind of theories, conspiracy theories, anything like that, for anybody that wants to kind of push back on them or get frustrated with just the idea of them, we only have ourselves to blame for that.
Yeah.
All of us as a society, we're all in this together. Nobody gets to take a cop out here. Nobody, not me. Nope.
All of us. Everybody
all part
does
of this together, so we all got to be a part of it together and the solutions to fix those things together. When it comes to what you're talking about there with the... I think of all the All-Star games, I think MLB is going to be the one that will be around until the end of the sun.
I do agree.
But I could see them going more and more what you're talking about because of the fear of the players. But to that point, Michael, I'm sorry, I get this so angry about this one particular topic when it comes to athletes in the field that they play on. Not only did they have about 3 hours of pregame for this thing, about 2.5 hours too long. It's way too long. I have nothing against the artists, Kane Brown, Ludacris, any of these guys. Didn't need it. Need it. I'm happy you guys are proud from Atlanta. I'm proud of you. Great way to be. Do a concert before the show or for the fans or something like that. And how about you don't do it on the field?
Yeah.
How about you don't have a literal marching band on the field before a game? Like, this isn't just baseball. Football is the worst at this. But basketball and hockey can do it, too, with their stadiums and some of this also. There should be nothing more more protected than the field
plain
of play.
Surface.
Of all the things we ask of these athletes and of all the things we ask of the game, no matter football, basketball, baseball, whatever, I think the simplest of things to ask for is a legit playing field that is safe, nobody has been on, and a marching band wasn't on before. Last night, that stadium in Atlanta has seen a lot of big games and had a lot of big players come through the years. Last night, there was never more money on that field. In the history of that stadium, there's never been more money on that field.
That's true.
Between Ohtani and Judd alone, there's never been as more. You throw Freddie Freeman and some of these $100, $300 million guys out there. All of that money on the line, along with all of these fans and their hopes for their teams in the second half of the season and all that, and somebody steps on where a drummer happened to dig his
foot. You leave us alone.
I had to say drummer. I just wanted to dig at you.
You leave us alone.
I almost said trumpet player just to make it even.
But then you'd be leaving out musician.
But because of that, somebody like twists an ankle or something. Like, what are we doing? How ridiculous is this? And then people want to get mad at players. When this is ownership, man, this is ownership, this is commissioners, this is them deciding that money is more important than the team, and guess what? More important than you. Because you are watching to win games. You are watching because you want to see your favorite players.
Yep.
You're not watching because you have any financial interest in this. You're not going to...
It depends.
Nice. Very nicely done. You don't have money in the team, at least. You don't have money invested in the team. You're not getting, you're not getting a percentage of the gate.
I wish I did.
But for you, the fan, that's what's at stake. For the owner, they don't give a dang. I don't believe that the majority of owners care about winning. To them, winning, what got them in that position to be able to be a billionaire and own a sports team is not wins and losses. It's finishing in the black and beating your competition to dust.
I had that conversation just the other day with someone about finishing in the black and being owners. And it came back to our conversations about Mark Anastasio and all right, you know, just and then it branched off of there. So I've been using your lessons, James.
The Grand Canyon separation between ownership and fan is only getting bigger, and I'm really wondering what's going to happen to sports with that. And where we go, how that's going to affect sports.
I think some will survive, some won't.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're going to take a quick time out. Do you have something else? I don't mean to cut you off.
No.
We're going to come back. We'll get a little bit in the rafter talk. I do want to talk a little NBA and whatever is on Michael's mind and whatever is on your mind,
it's pretty
everybody.
Pretty simple, James.
Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you, everybody. Love to hear what you're thinking. I'd really like to know what you thought of the end of the All-Star game last night and how that ended and to that. And when we come back, we're going to kick off right away. We're going to get into our story of the show and catch up with these Central Wisconsin legend, and see if they're okay.
I'm already here.
Going, you know, I mean, yeah. Well, we know Michael's doing all right. We'll be right back with more show coming up right here. Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. Wham Inc., for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, it's a second go-around of summer songs. We'll have some fun in the sun with Brad Paisley, Faith Hill, Roy Clark, Blake Shelton, Marty Robbins, Alan Jackson, and many more. So come on by and make some summer memories on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Cooler lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A refreshing day with highs in the mid-70s. Dry Friday, then some rain Friday night and Saturday. It's 71 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers on your dial at 105.5 WIRI. Michael and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Call, phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. Hit us in the numbers. Call up and join the conversation. Did you have anything you wanted to touch on, Michael?
I didn't get a chance
to ask you in our pregame.
Man, not really. I'm kind of like a dog chasing a car. Or finally, you don't know what you're going to do when you catch it. I've got all kinds of stuff running through my mind all day, every day.
I'll piggyback on that. This is traditionally the deadest time on the sports calendar.
I like it. A little bit.
Same. I need to the chance to reset, to clean my cache, to knock out the bandwidth, knock out some of all the cookies and everything, and just restart. Oh, yeah. I unplug and plug my computer back into my brain and just keep moving.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot of people talk about how it's a dead part of sports is one thing. We kind of say it in jest and in fun. But some saying that it's like there's no sports going on. And I find that insane.
No. There's American Legion Baseball. You got Northwoods League Baseball and Softball. You've got the Water Ski Show coming up this weekend. You just had a whole bunch of trap shooting. Man, there's plenty of sports going on.
There's a lot going on.
What about all our beautiful lakes that we have? Talk about going fishing.
Yeah. There's a lot of sports happening, and even if you're just looking at the major sports or what have you, there is no off season. The off season's dead. That's what's dead. There is no more off season for any of the major sports. They don't take any time off.
Yep.
The NFL, NBA, and NHL and MLB all are dying to keep you in the front of your brain all the time.
Well, and that's why people ask me, and I'm sure you get it too, that you got to just love this. You just got to love it. Just sports 24/7. It does get old sometimes. Sometimes I just want to go home and sit in my chair and watch Shark Week open a cold one and just relax, let the brain turn to mush, playing a game on my phone or listening to music. Mm-hmm. Or one thing I absolutely love this time of year, just working on my farm, working on my garden, working with the plants, cleaning up the property. Just I don't have to worry about going to a game. I can just sit there and get my work done because I can't do that when I'm constantly going to games.
I catch up on a lot of music that I've missed that I haven't gotten a chance to listen to, or a new album or something like that. I'll take the dog for a long walk. I really enjoy that downtime from sports. And I find that even if sports isn't going to give it to me, I'm going to find it and I'm going to take it. And this is usually the time of year that we do. And it gives us a chance to kind of reflect, look at a lot of things, and especially in the busyness of the season and just of our day-to-day lives. And I wanted to take a moment in our story of the show to catch up with the Central Wisconsin legend. Okay. Just, is he okay? How's he doing? It's tough when you leave the game. And talk about Joe Pavelski.
Oh, he's doing just fine.
Joe, I'm a little worried. hockey players leave the game. People don't understand. I know this from growing up with one.
I've heard Happy Gilmore's had a tough one, man.
It's tough. You will catch that. We've all heard the stories of former NHL players being in the grocery store and just checking somebody into a display.
Yeah.
Or they're at home and their significant others are mad at them because when they're supposed to sweep, they're just trying to do face-offs. This is the life of an NHL player after the game.
The other week at Walmart, I almost got into a fist fight with Chara. He was in there. Yeah.
I ran into Jeremy Roenick and we almost tussled. Yeah. He threw. I didn't even know he had gloves on. Threw him down. Yep, didn't even see him. So Joe's doing all right, to Michael's point. For those that didn't get to catch this,
that's Arbuckle's cheese fries.
Nice. Joe Pavelski stood alone as the winner of the American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe last Sunday. The former NHL all-star and just all-time great capped off his 41st birthday weekend going wire-to-wire in the Celebrity Golf Tournament at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course, which looks beautiful. It looks really beautiful out there. Congratulations to Joe. That's really cool to see. And not surprising, he's been a good golfer for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Because he took, third and second within the last 2 years of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the last 3 years, he's taken the top three spots.
Steph Curry and Aaron Rodgers also placed very well. Charles Barkley was there.
Come on, man.
I love Charles Barkley, but he's not a golfer. He can probably golf better than I can, I'll say that. Pavelski, of course, retired this past season. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. I hope he's getting his speech ready. Pavelski earned...
He's going to skate into the Hall of Fame. James.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay, no. Pavelski earned $150,000 for winning the American Century Class Championship, so we don't have to worry about him anymore. He's going to be all right. He got a nice paycheck. I was worried at first, but no, he's. I imagine he's been very smart.
Going to start working security, KB Willett for SP Games.
It's crazy money. The money these guys. Oh, I should mention Marty Fish was also there too. I like Marty Fish. As far as all those guys I mentioned are athletes and stuff. And Marty Fish was a former tennis player, I believe, but he he's a great talker. He's really good on the mic and everything. And I kind of forget that he was a former player, not trying to insult him or anything.
Right.
Just I didn't watch as much tennis at that time. Taking a look at a little bit more baseball, and we'll get into some Rafter talk through this, I did want to touch on one of the interesting things coming out of the the All-Star weekend. For one, Cal Raleigh winning the home run championship.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was so cool.
That video of him when he was like 7, I'm going to win the home run derby. And it wasn't, you know, hey, I'm Alfred D'Elia and I hit dingers. It was kind of on the level of that. And, you know, his dad in the background, like, yeah, sure, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Yep, sure will. And then he does it.
Yeah. And then his dad is the one throwing it to him. He's got his little brother in the
catching.
Yep.
That's so cool.
That's going to be – I'm not going to come down from that one for a while. That was a pretty darn cool moment. Congratulations to him and his family. That was awesome. And well-earned. I know that there was some barking about them measuring the home runs and all.
Yeah, that
this
was a little interesting. The biggest argument is, okay, you have the math to figure out that was 0.2 and 0.6 inches from that far. You really can decide that?
It's boy is it interesting. Now I will say this, we have satellites that can there is somebody right now drinking a cup of coffee, and we have a satellite that can zoom in and find out exactly how much coffee and how hot that is.
I mean we got
technology that can do stuff like that. I don't know that Major League Baseball has that technology. I know that governments do. I know that NASA does. I don't know if baseball does. I'm never going to die on a hill for management or those kind of things. I mean, I hear what you're saying there. If they did lean for the story more than the fact, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of that. I don't think that's
cool. With you.
But I will just roll with it, and I'm not gonna get on a hill and die on it. I'll be honest.
I might pose the question, but just to be the pain in the butt that I am.
Well, and I think it's a good question. I think, and we need that in society. We need people that are willing to do that. We need more of that in many ways. The trade deadline is coming up in baseball, and the idea of buyers and sellers is the first thing that comes up almost before names oftentimes. And the Kansas City Royals have been kind of on the fringe a little bit, and they may have drawn first blood because they acquired a veteran second baseman, Adam Frazier, from the Pirates. Frazier, a nice piece. Not going to win you World Series, maybe, but a nice piece. But more so than anything, it's a signal to the rest of the baseball that we're not trading on any of our players. We're keeping our main pieces.
Yeah.
We're going to go all out this season, but we're playing for the big term. We just signed Bobby Witt Jr. to a big-time contract. He's not going nowhere. Nobody's going anywhere. That's what that does to other managers. And so they stop making that call, and they call the other 29 teams, and they move on, and et cetera, as these teams do this. It's really wild to me to say this, but the team that is probably going to be the biggest sellers at the deadline is the Baltimore Orioles. A team that just like 3-4 seasons ago, I think most of us all collectively that were paying attention and everything, well, this team's going to be good for a while. They got some young talent.
No.
It's just how quick it happens. I know this as a White Sox fan because it just happens to me all the time.
Right.
But with the Orioles, I was a little surprised. I thought they'd finally righted that ship. I thought they finally got things right. They were earning the beautiful Camden Yards. I thought it was really, and I'm surprised it's happened, but the DA Ryan O'Hara is on the market. Eugene Suarez, who is a nice bat and could actually help somebody win a World Series. That guy is a hitter. And is I love the quote that they played from Hank Aaron the other day during the celebration. I think it was something that maybe A-Rod mentioned or whatever, and he was talking to him. He mentioned that Hank Aaron said the most two important stats in baseball, runs and RBIs. And I love that.
Honestly, those are two of the stats that I really only pay attention to.
I love that.
I don't care about
quote.
Whip.
Yeah. I don't care about any of that either. Suarez is just he walks on the field and he brings that. He's one of those players. And Mackenzie Gore is a really nice left-handed arm for the Nationals. It is also out there. But your average baseball fan, you might not recognize any of these names because I don't think you're going to see any big names traded this year.
No.
You got a lot of teams that are either playing this out, or they're going to play for next year.
No one wants to pay the king's ransom anymore.
And that's the other thing, man. Yeah.
If you want someone, you're going to have to give up a lot, and you're going to have to pay up more than what that pay. I'm not saying putting the value on the person, on the player aspect of it. So it's like they talk about what St. Louis is going to do. I don't know. They're probably not going to do anything because, I mean, they're still in the mix of things as it is. Because I was looking at those standings the other day, and in the AL, there's maybe two or three teams on the outside of the wild card that look possible. Same with the NL. Everybody else is like double digits out, and I'm looking at that saying, man, you know, I'm not feeling too confident in some of those other teams.
The White Sox are only 27 games out, Michael.
It could happen. Well, I mean, you know, but at the same time, you never say never. Because well, how many times have St. Louis been double digits out with a month to go, and they sneak into the playoffs and make it to the NLCS at a minimum?
It's one of my favorite things in baseball, in sports, 100%. That said, the White Sox and the Rockies are 35 games out. So outside of those two teams, I 100% agree with you. And if I'm the Cardinals, who are 6.5 back, I'm not giving up.
That's just division standings.
Yeah, yeah.
But, not wild card.
No. But as far as that goes and everything, that, I'm just using that as, like, even right. Especially with the wild card. But if I'm only 6.5 back in the division, I'm definitely not giving up. Not this day and age.
No, because, I mean, the Cubs, you've seen them slow down a little bit, and there's no way the Brewers are going to stay as hot as they have been.
There are, I don't think any team can. Just like I don't think any of these teams are going to stay bad. The White Sox will go on a little bit of a run. Rockies will go on a little bit of a run, and then they'll come back to earth. But that's the life and death of a baseball season.
Yep.
When it comes to what you were just talking about there, about teams coming back and everything, there's our fathers, our grandparents, people used to talk about these stories of teams coming back at the turn of the second half and stuff. And that's how much that meant to people when it happened, but how rare it was too. In the last 15, you know, I'd say at least 10, 15 years, it's very common.
Yes,
you see it happen a lot more.
Yep.
So again, all the more reason why I think you're right. And I don't, whether you're, especially a team like the Cardinals that has a standard, but also it just, I think, has a belief in that standard, a belief in what they're doing. Like, okay, you guys are going to do your stuff. This is what we do here, and it's worked for us. So.
And I mean, especially when they were supposed to be year two or three into a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't last year, it was the year before when they had the worst season that they had since, what, 1912 or whatever it was. And then last year they finished, what, second in the division and were eliminated within the last 2 days of the regular season. And then this year they're hanging around just like they did last year. You just don't know, and that could go for any team. I mean, the Reds, even, they're a few games behind St. Louis, and they could do it.
The Reds have my attention in part. Ellie De La Cruz is such an exciting, fun player to watch. Gotta love watching that guy play. Maybe the best shortstop in baseball. They got Franco. They got that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best managers I've ever seen. That's a guy who I would never count out, no matter if he's counting a, he's coaching the Bad News Bears, and I'm like, okay, they got this. Like, he's just that kind of manager.
I don't know if he'd do better than Walter Matthau.
Nobody's going to touch Matthau. Nobody can touch Matthau. You're 100% on that one. Well done.
Especially when Schneider is behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
Walter Matthau was one of the greatest at making things look effortless, but he worked so hard. He was such a good actor. One thing I was thinking about watching the All-Star game and leading into it with O'Neill Cruz and Paul Skeens being there in those Pirate uniforms, and growing up in a household where there's a Mount Rushmore of athletes and Roberto Clemente's on there.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with that jersey in that regard and everything. I like many people out there, and not saying we are wrong here, but could not wait to trash the Angels of Anaheim, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Albuquerque. I don't remember all the places they play. But I could not wait to rip on them for wasting Mike Trout's career and then having Shohei Ohtani and wasting both of those careers. And like a lot of people, I laughed at that as much as I just was mind-boggled by it. And that said, I think it's also fair to say they went out of their way to sign Anthony Rendon. They tried to trade for players. They tried to make that team better. They brought in Joe Maddon, who I also think is a very good manager and a World Series winner.
They had Pujols.
They had Pujols there. Like, they tried to do stuff there. They're at least trying. Now, were they smart? Did they obviously accomplish it? No. But I've learned this as a Bear fan. They're not smart, but they're not cheap. And at the least I can say that as a fan, that my team will at least try. And I, look, man, when you're scraping the barrel for hope, you'll take it.
Yeah.
The Angels at least had that. The Pirates, they run that team like it's a food truck. They run that team like every single penny counts, and they cannot turn the car on unless they know they're going to make money. And please help us. Not the food trucks will do that. A shout out to all of our food truck workers out there. I love you guys. I love the industry. But they run a major league sports team like that. And they expect their fans to feel sorry for ownership. They have two incredible pieces right here. And they're either going to let them go or they're going to trade them.
Well, and they actually have
not
third
this season, but eventually.
Well, they actually have a third, but that third one's pretty old with McCutcheon.
Yeah, I love
and
McCutcheon.
And I'll tell you what, 15 years ago, the Pirates, they were challenging for the NL Central. They were challenging for an NLCS spot. They couldn't get past St. Louis or the Reds.
I'm a grown man. I know that you
you're 40.
I'm 40. This will never happen, and it shouldn't happen in many ways. But I really feel like some of these owners, there's no accountability for them.
No,
there's nobody holding their feet to the fire and making them competitive and making them spend money and making them try. And that's not fair to the fans, the people that are making them rich. That is not a fair relationship. That doesn't work. They should not have that team. They don't deserve that team. That's one of the greatest franchises in baseball. And they are treating it like they're, hey, please come and hey, we got a GoFundMe page started for the Pittsburgh Pirates. If you guys could help out a little bit, we'd really love to pay our players this year.
Well, and that's the way,
a
Mark,
joke.
I wish I had
the owner in front of me right now, man. I really do, because not just him, but him, Mark
Stone. Because he did that before the season even started.
Get out of here. Sell the team. Sell the team to a real businessman. Sell the team to somebody who actually knows how to run a business. And if you don't like that, get out of it. Nobody makes you own a franchise. Mm-hmm. You're a rich man. You can do whatever you want. Go do it. Go, get a rocket ship and go to, it's not space. Quit lying to people, by the way, that you're going to space. You're not really going to space. You're going into the atmosphere. Like, miss me with that. But these owners should be held accountable. There's not enough owners that are. And they all get away with it every time, because we still go to the games because we love the game. We love our teams. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Cooler lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A refreshing day with highs in the mid-70s. Dry Friday, then some rain Friday night and Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers on your radio dial. Michael and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Wrapping up the show, a handful of minutes left. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. A big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. We appreciate them. Buying local, supporting local, putting into their community. We appreciate that. The NBA, Michael, is talking about expansion.
Yep. Where at, buddy?
All leagues are going to be looking into this quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that is not at 32 teams is going to be looking at that.
Don't go international, for the love of God.
That
don't
is 32 is the magic number that they're looking at here with that. I'll say this. I heard an interesting thing about the Tampa Bay Rays, who just recently were sold. Their owner was steadfast. The reason he bought that team, he wanted to move them. And the rumor is that he wanted to move them to Charlotte. MLB was never okay with it. It was never able to be worked out with the city and all that. So
right.
Then he eventually was kind of like, well, I just want to move the team. He didn't really have necessarily a set location.
Nashville?
Baseball was pushing him to move to Montreal. And I found that very wild.
Wow.
Now, obviously, it didn't happen, and now they got new ownership, and the new ownership is steadfast on moving the team to St. Petersburg, just like down the street, staying in Tampa Bay, or actually being in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
So they ain't going nowhere, it doesn't look like. But I thought that was wild that they would want to put a team in Montreal again. I thought the same thing you said, Nashville. That's the number one city I would think if you're baseball.
Because they're already going to Vegas with the A's.
Yeah, and I mean, having a team in Nashville makes sense. It just does. I think a lot of people would be surprised how much they follow the Thrashers in Nashville, how much they love hockey there.
What
do they do with baseball? If that's how they are with hockey, what would they do with baseball, man? I mean, Nashville, whew, I can't imagine the connections and the ways you could sell a team there. Do not touch my White Sox. You stay away from my White Sox. You take some other team. Take Tampa Bay. Take a team that nobody cares about. I guess that would be the White Sox. but with basketball looking to expand, there is really just now Adam Silver's trying to do his best poker face on this one. But there's really only two cities that most people are looking at: Mexico City, Montreal, Vancouver are in the works. But those are just to give you five. They're just trying to round things out. It's a little bit more of a shell game here we're talking about right now with those cities, because it's Seattle and Las Vegas. Those are the two cities that they're mainly looking at. In Vegas, everybody, it's a cash grab. I get it. I do not think people realize, unless you've been in Las Vegas, that's not a big city. It's not
no,
a very
it's really
big city.
Not.
I don't know how they're like. None of these teams are actually playing in Vegas. They're all in Nevada, maybe
Laughlin, wherever.
Yeah, I mean, how hot it is out there. I don't think this is a. I think one or two franchises maybe could make it work. I don't know that all four major sports leagues being in Vegas, that's going to work. I don't know, especially baseball, where they don't even know where they're going to put them. They don't even know where they're going to really put them yet. I think with basketball, putting a team there, they already have the summer league there.
That's testing grounds there.
I got no reason to, but growing up, I just liked the Seattle Supersonics. I thought it was a cool team. They usually had fun players on there, and I hated seeing that team leave. I love the idea of them putting a team back there. I think that would be very cool.
And if they can call them the Supersonics again.
Yeah.
I saw where the WNBA is putting one in Portland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Yeah,
I just saw that. And with as much as the WNBA is growing now. And it's like I said, I always kind of laughed at it because, I mean, I'm not going to watch it. Mm. No, I've sat and I've watched some of it. And honestly, I'll admit to it, the only ones I've ever watched is when Caitlin Clark plays.
Mm.
I've tried to watch some of the others, and man, I can't do it.
There's a handful of teams and players that I like. I haven't watched as much as I probably watch more the NCAA tournament and a lot of more women's basketball in college. But I've caught a handful of WNBA games. I will say much more play, like quarters. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
But that's to be honest, that's how I am with almost all sports nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to sit and watch. But I got to see the Phillies Mets game, was it?
Philly San Diego game the other night, and I was blown away that I actually got to watch a whole game. I couldn't believe it. I was more blown away by that than the score, the outcome, or anything of those. And wanted to look at Raptors as we get into our final minutes here, everybody. As we're getting into the final days of the season, as
last
we kick
four,
off the
three,
second
four
half.
Weeks.
Yeah, and the promotions will be wrapping up pretty soon for the Raptors. They do have team poster night going on the 18th. That's going to be fun. Motorcycle show going to be going on the 19th. On the 21st, Military Appreciation Day, and Baseball Bingo. That'll be always fun. They have a baseball card giveaway coming up on the 25th. If I am not able to go with my father, I will give anybody just about anything to get some of those cards for my dad. And the Ziggy Bobblehead, Coach Ziggy, has a bobblehead night coming up on the 31st. August 1st, Mashers Alternate Jersey Night. Alternate Identity Night. That is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it and have some Meet Your Rafters on the dial here and everything. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. All that said, we do want to remind everybody that not only MLB will be back on Friday, but so will your Rafters. The Boys of Summer get back into the action, hosting the Madison Mallards this Friday. And if you can't make it to Winterfield, we got you on 97.5 FM, where every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball, where they've always been, right there at WFHR. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to a Friday edition of Playmakers. We'll see if maybe you can hang out with us again, Michael.
Yeah, sure.
Great show today, man.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
You guys have a great night out there.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Last year, a record number of referendums for local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay Talking area superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
Your perfume. Closing consolidated all three schools. Think about was my next reduced staffing, including so 10% of our so administrative staff.
Maybe that's why it was so hard to
department
believe.
Budgets. We've been at this for 3 years.
Said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not?
The same is true for districts across the state.
We're all having
we gonna do this
or what? Possibly cut before we start hurting our children.